service. My name is Brianna. I'm the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
How you doing? I was calling. Well, I had spoke to the last lady who was telling me about this account that was created. I don't have any recollection of the account. She told me she canceled it out, but I had to speak to a different department to get whatever money that has been taken out of my account put back.
Okay. Well, I can take a look. What is your first and last name?
Selena Harley.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
8556 Bookdale Street, Twinsburg, Ohio, 44087.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the information. Looks like we have you for the kitchen, like a kitchen set thing.
Mm-mm.
You or anyone in your, have anyone ever placed the order for it?
No, nobody has access to my banking information.
Okay, so no one in your household or anything?
No, my children are 9 and 3.
Okay. Yes, that's what we have you for. No one in your household placed the order. However, I can file this as fraud. And we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them mm-hmm. to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. And your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place, okay? And in the meantime, and I'm going to cancel and refund your account.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just down the line for me if you don't mind, okay?
Sure.
One moment, please. Almost done.
Okay.
Okay, I went ahead and issued a full refund. It'll go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation confirmation available whenever you're ready.
Okay, let me grab an ink pen. Okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Your cancellation confirmation, C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
265.
Mm-hmm.
00449.
Okay.
Okay. And is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that's everything.
Thank you for calling the customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Until the bye.
Bye.